Okay, so I decided for reasons that I'm sure, or I guess I have explained already in the post of this audio, that I wanted to do a questionnaire that was about my childhood. Because, well, tomorrow, today, I don't know, depending on the day I post this, a movie is coming out and it's called Hey Arnold, the Jungle Movie, and I have been waiting for that movie for like, I don't know, over 10 years. I don't know how many, maybe I should check, I'm not going to, but it's been over 10 years, I'm sure. Because I really loved that show when I was a kid, so you know, the fact that it's going, like, the movie happened and it's going to air today or tomorrow, depending on when I post this audio again. Well, it made me want to talk about my childhood and the movies and TV shows I watched as a kid, because it's actually one of the things that I love to talk about the most, because I love remembering my childhood and the things I watched, like the 90s baby that I am. We really love to talk about the things we watched when we were kids because they were amazing. So yeah, I'm going to do that right now. First question. What were your favorite animated TV shows as a kid? If you have too many like me, name your top five. I'm actually, like, I feel bad for the shows that I'm not going to talk about because I really love them, but you know, these are the ones that I really, really, really loved. Hey Arnold, As Told by Ginger, Rocket Power, Rugrats, and Kim Possible. What were your favorite live action TV shows as a kid? It was Boy Meets World, Lizzie McGuire, Clarissa Explains It All, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Goosebumps. Goosebumps hasn't aged well, but I really loved it when I was a kid. Yeah, it was great. It was great. I actually have a few fears that came directly from the show. Some like irrational fears that I developed because of Goosebumps episodes. But it's a great show. Well, maybe it's not, but it was when I was a kid. It was a great idea. I really liked it. Out of those shows, which characters were your favorites? You can elaborate if you want. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have to be from every show, just your favorites in general. Yeah, well, from Hey Arnold, I loved Arnold, but my favorite was Helga Pataki. She's actually, to this day, she, to me, remains as one of the most complex characters I have ever seen in a kids' show. She is very multidimensional. She's an extremely interesting character, and I really love her, honestly. She's great. Well, from Rocket Power is Reggie Rocket, and from Kim Possible, I really loved Kim. I really, really did. She was great. From the live action TV shows, from Boy Meets World, I love Sean and Topanga. From Lizzie McGuire, my favorite was always Miranda, who is one of Lizzie's best friends. She has another best friend, who's a boy, but Miranda was always my favorite. From Clarissa Explains It All, I don't need to say it, I think it's Clarissa. She's fantastic, she's super interesting, she's funny, she's smart, and she has one of the best, like, styles that I have ever seen. And from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, it was Salem, the cat, the black cat. He was hilarious and I really loved him. Next one. Did you spend a lot of time watching TV as a kid? I did. I really did. But also, in my memory, I spent a lot of time playing outside. I remember, like, scraping my knees and stuff every day, because I played a lot with my neighbors. But recently, in a talk with my mom about my childhood, she said that I didn't play a lot outside. I spent all day watching TV, apparently, which I don't agree with, but she says that's what happened, even though I don't know, I don't fully believe her, but it might be true. I do know that I watched a lot of TV, but I also remember playing outside. Apparently, I didn't as much as I thought I did, but yeah, well, I remember doing it, so I don't get what she says. What's the weirdest, creepiest show you watched as a kid and liked? I think that the weirdest is probably Cow and Chicken, like the cow and the chicken who are adopted by humans who are actually like only the legs. It was the weirdest. I loved it a lot for some reason because now I think it's really weird and I hate it. I don't like it at all. But when I was really young, like 3 or 4 years old, I loved that show for some reason, don't know what. Also, probably there were other like oh God, what was the name of that other show with like I don't know, there was like this devil that was really weird. I think it was made by the same people, and I think that devil appeared on Cow and Chicken sometimes. I don't remember the name anyway. That was also really weird, but I didn't like that one. I don't like that one. I like Cow and Chicken only. And the creepiest show I watched as a kid and liked, even though I watched a few creepy shows, the creepiest TV show I watched as a kid was definitely Courage the Cowardly Dog, and I was obsessed with it. I really, really liked it. I still like it actually. I think it's a good show. The monsters and stuff are really creative. I really like it. I think it was good. It was a good thing to watch when I was a kid. Is there a TV show you watched as a kid that you can still watch now and think this is really good? Actually, yes, more than one, but I'm going to go with two of the ones I already talked about, which are Hey Arnold and As Told by Ginger. They are, like I said, they're not the only ones, but they are fantastic in my opinion. They talked about things that I think was like it was important for me to see when I was a kid, and I think they had really nice messages for kids, and they were really well done. They were really good ideas. I think they were good. They were good quality shows. Do you have a movie or TV show you loved when you were a kid, but when you watch it now, you realize it's actually really bad? Yes, I do. Mostly the Olsen Twins movies, the old ones when they were like kids or like 12 years old. I'm actually like probably all of them, but I'm specifically thinking about the movie Passport to Paris. Maybe you haven't seen it. It's a bad movie. It's not really famous, I think, but for some reason I loved it when I was a kid. I really loved watching it. I watched it a lot, I think, for what it was. And a few years ago it was on TV and I sat down to watch it because I knew I loved it when I was a kid, and that was a mistake because it was embarrassing. It's a terrible movie. Like, not even the nostalgia can save it because it's really bad. It's impossible to enjoy it. It's a bad movie. Moving on. Did you ever cry while watching a movie when you were a kid? Do you remember which one was the first? It can be out of fear or sadness. Yes, I do. The first movie that made me cry wasn't out of fear, it was out of sadness, and it was Lilo and Stitch. I was very young, very, very young. I was probably like 5, 6, 7, 9. I was young. And I think it was probably the same when Stitch leaves and he's like alone with with a book, I think. I don't know, and like no, I think like it starts when Lilo tells him that he can leave and that she will remember him because she remembers everyone who leaves. And I know it broke my heart when he left her, because she was such a sweet kid. And oh god, like that movie, it's a work of art. But yeah, it was the first movie that made me cry, and at several points actually. But yeah, it was out of sadness. It was real sadness that I felt. What was your favorite movie as a kid? Is it still your favorite? One of your favorites? I have too many, and I know I will remember more probably after I answer this, and I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe I didn't talk about that movie. But yeah, I have a lot, and I think most of them are some of my favorite movies that I really enjoy watching. Lilo and Stitch is one. I love The Princess Diaries, Atlantis, Finding Nemo, The Little Princess, Mary Poppins, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park. It's too many. It's too many. I loved a lot of movies when I was a kid, so I don't know. I don't know. I know I'm probably forgetting some, but yeah, it's too many. That's actually the answer. It's too many. Do you watch a horror movie when you were a kid that really terrified you? I did. I don't remember how old I was though, but I watched, like, not even the entire movie, was part of Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't remember which one, because there's a lot of them. But it was one of the first ones, I think. But I was Freddy really scared me, and I actually, like, I think that night I had a nightmare about him, which was, it was terrifying because, you know, because of the whole concept about him appearing in your dreams and all of that. But yeah, I got really scared because I was really young, but it didn't last long because the movie is not, like, it's a good idea, but because it's old, the special effects and stuff are really bad. So, and I got over that pretty fast. Was a fictional character, animated or not, your sexual awakening? There is one character that might have been my sexual awakening, actually, and it's the human version of Casper in the movie Casper from the 90s, when, like, at the end of the movie, when he, like, appears at the party, and he's human for, like, a very short time. It's only a few minutes. I remember, like, it the first time I saw him, like, it took my breath away, because I hadn't realized how old he was. I thought that because he was, like, a really cute ghost, I thought he was younger, and he was really cute. And yeah, that might have been my sexual awakening. I think he probably was. Yeah. Next one. If it were possible now, will you have sex with one of the characters from a show or movie you liked when you were a kid? Yes, I would. And that character is George of the Jungle from the movie starring Brendan Fraser, because he looked insanely good. I think, I don't know if he ever looked better than he did in that movie. He looked fantastic, honestly, and the hair looked great as well, and he was really cute. He was adorable, actually. And I would have sex with him without a doubt. I would, 100%. Well, that's it. That's the questions. If you're listening at this point, thank you for listening. I appreciate that you took the time to listen to it. And if anyone is interested in doing this, I would love to hear you or read you. Thank you very much for listening.